I'm joined on the line by Athletics correspondent Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, another impressive run from Mark English last night.
Yes, indeed. And as he wings his way back to Ireland this morning, he'll be pretty happy with himself. Just that 145.22 is a really strong performance, and just on the line with Deeper, and beat a fellow who was a World Silver medalist as well. So, I mean, he's in good form. He's in good shape. He's in good fighting form as well. And he's confident. His confidence is building week on week after his good run in Sweden last week. So, you know, he's in a good position. Tonight, as it was last night, he stood in 39th position in the rankings. 48 qualify. There's just about 8 days to go where people can get a qualifying situation. There aren't very many races, so the opportunities are getting limited and more limited and more limited. So I would be very, very, very positive that he's in an Olympic qualifying position.
Yeah, a strong performance then, and as you mentioned, he looks to be set to get his spot in the Olympics.
Oh, well, absolutely, yeah. That'll be a second Olympic should he be selected. So, you know, he has the Nationals next weekend, obviously, and, you know, he could heat on the Friday evening and then the finals on the Saturday. You know, that's bit of a kind of a thing, you know, of the heats, and how much of the heats will be in his legs on the Saturday, I don't know, but, you know, he still can add to his points tally in the Nationals by winning the Nationals or by doing strong in the Nationals. And, you know, he has an unbelievable record in the National Championships. He's won about 8, if I'm at the top of my head, about 8 National Senior Championships in his career between indoor and outdoor. So that's something else, you know. So in addition to his 3 European medals, so I mean, he's a serious performer when he's on form, and he's on form right now.
Yeah, it looks to be exciting summer ahead for him. Patsy, you mentioned yesterday when you were on with me that Ailish Flanagan was running yesterday. How did that go for her?
She was in Madrid as well, and it's her first time into the European circuit stuff, into the Continental Tour, and a big experience for her. Now, she probably would have liked to have run faster, and she has run faster than she did last night. She finished fifth last night, about a 9:40-something, but 9:46, 9:47, I just can't remember right now standing here. But, you know, she's in a still in it. She's still, unfortunately, last night she fell in the water jump. And I would also have to say that some of her hurdling over the steeples wasn't the best. And she's really a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant steeplechase hurdler. But it didn't work for her last night. So, look, two things. One, it was unbelievable experience for her. You know, getting into Europe, getting quality, top quality, world-class races, that's something she's going to have to engage in on a continued basis. And, you know, she will finish, whenever she goes to the Olympics, she goes to the Olympics, which is still up in the air until next weekend. You know, a good performance next weekend might just get her in there on the rankings, but it's going to be touch and go, I have to say. And then herself and her sister, who's also an unbelievable athlete, 9:06 for 3,000 last weekend. She's the two of them are going to go back to the States. They're going to go to a training camp and going to go full-time athletes. So, look, they're very exciting. They're absolutely very, very exciting young athletes, and they've come through all the stages, age group stages, and they are where they are now. And you know, she's that race, going back to the last night's race in Madrid, brilliant experience. The whole travel, kicking onto the scene, getting involved in that world of Continental Tour along with the best athletes in the world, is going to be unbelievable experience for her. And again, I was very, very anxious that she should get into that race, because she just needs that experience. She just needs that experience, and she needs to know where the game's at in Europe, you know. So I was really pleased when I was able to pull it off during the week there. So good one.
Yeah, Patsy, thanks for joining us, and I'm sure we'll be in contact later on with the National Under-23 games.